Okay, good Arab Shabbos to everybody. Shvi Vayishlach, we have the end of the Pasuk, Vachos Lotan Timna. Rashi twice references this, once in Shishi and once in Shvi, that all of these Toldos, B'nei Seir HaChori, actually, there are different interpretations, is why it's listed. One of them is for purposes of Yeshuva Shel Olam. They were Yoshvei Haaretz, and we know that Yeshuva Shel Olam is a very important virtue. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda talks about Talmud Torah and Yeshuva Shel Olam as the two things that really justify our time and our energy, and there's a lot of truth in that, and especially, you know, Bizman Hazeh, you know, people developing the vaccines that, you know, can help restore, you know, order that is Yeshuva Shel Olam par excellence. So be that as it may, Rashi references twice, different interpretation, V'Achos Lotan Timna, that all of the toldos are to give us a sense of this person, Timna, who was a Pilegesh, the Lifaz ben Esav, and she, of course, is the mother of Amalek. So this takes us to the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, which Rashi alludes to. Let's give you the full Gemara. But basically what the Gemara suggests there is that she wanted to convert whatever this meant prior to Matan Torah, and she didn't pass the Beis Din of Avram, nor the Beis Din of Yitzchak, nor the Beis Din of Yaakov, for whatever reason, but it was a mistake. She was really sincere. And the Gemara says, in Hachelek lo yibayil hulirachka, they shouldn't have pushed her away, v'nafak mina amalek t'tzarina lili Yisrael, that the origin of the you know, eschatological battle, Reishis Goyim Amalek of Yachariso Ade Oved, is in a rejection of Timna. So this, of course, is a very important Gemara about not turning away sincere candidates for Gior. That's number one, that's for sure. But I think more importantly, it's actually part of a much bigger story about a dialectic. So we know that anytime we encounter Esav, it's about a lack of Jewish unity. We've spoken about so many times that there's a critique there of Klal Yisrael. How could you allow people to straggle behind? That's, you know, Rachmanim and Gomleis Chasadim don't allow people to be left behind. So that, of course, is, you know, a primary incident. After Aaron dies, so we know that the tradition is Nistalko and Anekavo, the Gemara Masechta Tainis, and the Jewish people were not as cohesive without Aaron, who was an Oyev Shalom Berodev Shalom. They lost that cohesion and they became vulnerable to Amalek. Vaishma Kanani Melech Arad, Shitas Rashi there is that it's Amalek is always a Ritzuas Mardus Li Yisrael, that when we split amongst ourselves, we can't contend with Amalek. Probably the most famous example is with Haman. Yeshno Amechad Mefuzar Meforad Bein Hamim Bechol Medinos Malchusecho, which is why Esther has to say Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim. The only way we'll defeat Amalek is if we have unity and cohesion. So what we see here is now a very profound dialectic, right? Amalek attacked us when we're vulnerable, specifically because of our lack of cohesion. But at the same time, Amalek was generated because we were overly insular, where we didn't open ourselves up to people who were sincere and wanted to join. So you have to strike the appropriate balance between being open to people who are merely Geirei Tzedek, as Timna could have been, right? Nafak mina Amalek Ditzarin li Yisrael, and also having the proper degree of cohesion and unity, and that is a very tough balance to strike, right? The more cohesive and unified people are, the more distrustful they are of outsiders, the more open people are, perhaps the lack of cohesion. So it's a fascinating dialectic that we have to strike, but this is really the story of the Jewish people's encounter with Amalek. We have to be open, we have to be accessible for Geirei Tzedek, as the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Kol Boi Olam, anybody who wants to join up and can be Kodesh Kadashim, and that of course includes Geirim, the Rambam. I don't have to tell you about how, the plaudits that he gave of Vadya Hager, very, very powerful stuff. But at the same time, we also have to be cognizant and very aware of the need for cohesion, and that's really the test of Giyur. If somebody is willing to join, Rav Rosenzweig always emphasizes this point, it's Amei Chami, Velokai Chalokai. They have to first, of course, accept all of Jewish history to become an integral part of that cohesion. So in any event, I thought this was particularly appropriate on Yudches Kislev, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik famously said, not the halacha, we shouldn't practice the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, of course, but in concept that Amalek is anybody who tries to destroy the Jewish people in that generation, and in that sense the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, had a din of Amalek. So today is the yahrzeit of my great-grandmother, Shana Tzirel, who was murdered on this day, Yudches Kislev, December 8th, 1941. By the Latvian SS in a forest called Rumbula outside of Riga. My grandfather gave us a tzava to remember. It's harder for my father to say Kaddish this year, so I said Kaddish today. For my great-grandmother, for whom my father's sister is named. And, of course, she was part of that confrontation that Yaakov has with Esav. And here we are, learning Torah in her memory, which is exactly what she would have wanted, a woman of great strength. She came from the town of Naira on the Dvina River, where they were the men in her family learned by Reb Meir Simcha, the Mesha Chachma. Of course, she married into a family of Elazhin, Litvisher woman through and through. Chesed, Talmud Torah, in favor of education, all the values that we try to live up to in the family, Ad Hayom Hazeh. So that was my great-grandmother, Shana Tzirel, who we remember today in our family, Yudches Kislev. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.